This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrived in Gujarat this morning on a two-day visit to the state to launch various developmental works worth over 82,000 crore rupees. Soon after his arrival, the Prime Minister held a roadshow in Vadodara. A large number of people thronged both sides of the road to catch a glimpse of the Prime Minister. They also showered flower petals on him during the roadshow. On the first day of his visit today, the Prime Minister will dedicate a locomotive manufacturing plant to the nation and also flag off an electric locomotive in Dahod. He will also lay the foundation stone and inaugurate multiple development projects worth around 24,000 crore rupees in Dahod. Apart from this, Mr. Modi is also scheduled to inaugurate various other rail projects and development projects of the Gujarat government. These include Vande Bharat Express between Veravel and Ahmedabad and an express train between Valsad and Dahod stations. Later in the day, the Prime Minister will travel to Bhuj to inaugurate multiple development projects worth over 53,400 crore rupees. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar spoke with his Canadian counterpart Anita Anand through a telephonic conversation and discussed strengthening the relationship between the two countries. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar wished the Canadian Minister for Foreign Affairs a very successful tenure. The Canadian Minister in her social media post thanked Dr. Jaishankar for the productive discussion on strengthening bilateral ties, deepening economic cooperation and advancing shared priorities. Congress MP Shashi Tharoor has said that India now has a new approach in combating cross-border terrorism from Pakistan and anyone involved in such crimes will not go unpunished. He made the remarks at a community event at New York in US. The interaction was hosted by the Consulate General of India in New York.
We hope that a lesson has been learned by those who perpetrated this attack and by those who finance, train, equip and direct them. But we want to communicate to the world that we will not be sitting quietly if this is repeated. And we want the world to understand that this is not a time for indifference.
Dr. Tharoor-led delegation also met Vice President of Guyana, Bharat Jagdeo. After the meeting, Mr. Tharoor said the Vice President has showed a tremendous amount of understanding for India's position on the current events with Pakistan. In Bahrain, all-party delegation led by BJP MP Bejayant Panda briefed Bahrain's Deputy Prime Minister Sheikh Khalid bin Abdullah Al Khalifa about the challenge of cross-border terrorism facing India and New Delhi's firm resolve to combat it. Maldives Foreign Minister Dr. Abdullah Khalil arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a three-day visit to India. This will be Foreign Minister Dr. Khalil's third visit to India this year, following earlier visits in January and March. The visit is in continuation of intensified high-level political exchanges between India and Maldives. Today, Dr. Khalil will lead Maldives at the second India-Maldives high-level core group meeting to oversee progress in the implementation of the India-Maldives vision document on comprehensive economic and maritime security partnership. In domestic stock market has shown the mixed signals in early trade today. Earlier, both Nifty and Sensex opened higher by over 0.80 percentage points. Nifty was trading up by almost 125 points at 24,700 points. Similarly, Sensex is up by 400 points and is trading at 82,130 when reports last came in. At least 24 people, including children, have been killed in two separate Israeli airstrikes overnight, including a strike on a school sheltering displaced families in central Gaza. The strike targeted Fahmi al-Jargawi school in Gaza City, which had been housing hundreds of displaced people who fled the northern town of Beit Lahia. Meanwhile, Spain is urging the international community to consider sanctions on Israel as it hosts foreign ministers from 20 European and Arab nations in Madrid to push for a two-state solution. In IPL T20 cricket, Punjab Kings will take on Mumbai Indians at Sawai Man Singh Stadium, Jaipur this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.